Top officials in the state of New Hampshire and the city of Boston announced plans yesterday to buy prescription drugs from Canada, where drugs are cheaper. The action would be in direct violation of U.S. law and in defiance of a Federal Drug Administration ban on buying Canadian drugs in bulk. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
In Canada, the government negotiates with drug companies and gets deep discounts. Thousands of individual Americans, some of them elderly, have figured out that they can save a lot of money buying those drugs from Canadian pharmacies and having them shipped to the U.S. And now, cities and states are starting to do the same thing.
I want to tell you what's going on in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Mike Albano is the mayor of Springfield. Back in July, his city became the first in the country to start buying drugs from Canada for city employees. Albano came to Boston City Hall yesterday for a public hearing about whether Boston should do the same thing.
I'm proud to announce that in 6 short months, we have saved over $1 million. I can assure you, you're going to save more than $1 million from your budget. The prices are 20 to 80% less in Canada.
What Albano's doing is illegal, according to the FDA. Efforts in Congress to change that failed during negotiations over Medicare reform, and the FDA has steadfastly refused to permit this flow of prescription drugs from Canada. But Boston Mayor Thomas Menino says that's not going to stop him from pushing ahead with a plan of his own to start buying drugs from Canada for city workers and retirees.
It's illegal, but okay, we're going to force the issue. They have the right, FDA, to put procedures in place to give the consumer relief. FDA has refused to do that. We can't continue to say to the consumer, we don't care about you. We're not going to deal with the issue of a high cost of health insurance, a high cost of drugs.
Menino wants Boston to start buying drugs from Canada this coming summer. New Hampshire officials want to start as soon as possible. The FDA's big objection to all this is safety. FDA Associate Commissioner Peter Pitts.
When you look at drugs that are coming across the border, you find, for instance, insulin that is shipped warm, and that's very dangerous. It loses its therapeutic value. It's very dangerous to people that need that on a daily basis. We oftentimes see drugs such as very potent anti-anxiety drugs that are sent in bottles that contain many more tablets than are required, and these can cause liver damage. When public officials are willing to trade a little bit of savings for safety, it makes me very concerned.
And safety aside, some industry watchers say buying drugs from Canada on a large scale just doesn't make any sense. Robert Leshefsky is president of Health Policy and Strategy Associates, which consults with a range of healthcare-related companies.
Canada is less than 2% of the world's pharmaceutical market. The United States is about 50%. If the United States starts buying most or a good portion of its drugs in Canada, it's going to sink the Canadian system. I mean, this is going to take drugs away from Canadians. We've got to start dealing with the cost of pharmaceuticals here in the U.S.
Leshefsky says already several major drug companies are limiting their drug sales to Canada in an effort to block pharmacies from selling their cheaper drugs across the border. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.